forward, even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Isaiah 40, 30 and 31. Jackie Phillips and I were praying together at the onset of our first great adventure, a mini triathlon at Green Valley Lake. And this was the guiding scripture that the Holy Spirit put on my heart as we leapt out into the chilly mountain waters. This promise from Isaiah is the embodiment of Jackie's spirit, running, renewing, soaring. I met Jackie at the Moreno Valley United Methodist Church in 1986, and I knew that my life would be forever changed. Jackie is not just a person that runs up immediately to a face with a smile and a warm hand extended, although she is that, but Jackie is mostly a force of nature that changes the entire shape of a room and fills every corner with a radiance and a sense of welcoming. She has an expansive quality that wraps her arms around every person in her orbit. You know that when Jackie arrives, she's taking names, but in a good way. And yet Jackie also possesses a quality of deep, intimate belonging as she leans into a quiet conversation and listens intently in that same crowded space that says, "You are the most important person in my life right now, and I am here for you." In this book, Jackie dismantles one of the most stubborn Christian heresies, the idea that there's any part of our lives that is secular, untouched by and disconnected from the real sacred work of worship and prayer. There's a tendency to speak of the sanctuary as somehow of more importance to God than the workplace, the home, the running trail, but not for Jackie. Jackie bursts forth in her life and in this book with stories about the ordinary becoming extraordinary. Jackie finds God in her daily life as one wrapping his big old arms around every person and dedicating them to all his glory. Jackie knows that our moments of exaltation and our stifled yawns somehow go together, part of the whole life we are meant to offer to God, day by day, Sunday by Sunday. It is the life that Christ himself assumed, and therefore rescued and redeemed. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Take Jackie's hand through this book and find that every square inch of our lives, every second, is his. Not unlike her infectious laugh, Jackie's life is an effervescent pool of living water that speaks to her testimony in Christ. It is not always easy, but it is steady. And when Jackie stumbles and is lifted again by the hand of God, her other hand is always extended to the next person on the climb. "I've been on the mountain before," she confides, "and I know the way up." Well done, good and faithful service. By Dr. Judy Johnson, Assistant Professor, School of Counseling and Psychology, Azusa Pacific University.